I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Our lifestyle choices can play an important role in promoting brain health. Dr. Christine Cooper is here to talk about practical strategies and routines to keep your brain healthy. Dr. Cooper is an assistant professor in the College of Medicine, and she's a neurologist specializing in movement disorders at MUSC. Dr. Cooper, give us a short version of what we need to know to keep our brains as healthy as possible.
We're all living longer these days, and most of us want to ensure that the extra years that we're living are of a good quality and that we get to remain sharp and living as independently as possible. So while there are many areas of our health in our life that we have little control over, there are four key areas that we do have some degree of control over our behaviors. And these areas include physical activity or exercise, sleep, food, and social activity.
Well, tell us a bit about why exercise actually helps the brain. What's the science behind that thinking?
We know that exercise actually helps the health of the brain directly by increasing some of the chemicals in the brain that help improve the health and function of the neurons themselves. And it also helps decrease some of the toxic substances in the brain, like free radicals. Indirectly, exercise helps improve the health of the arteries that lead up to the brain from the heart.
And how much exercise is optimal, and what kind of exercise?
So in general, when we say exercise to improve the health of the brain, we mean cardiovascular exercise. So you want to be able to reach your target heart rate, which is about 60% of your maximum heart rate. And that should be cardiovascular in the sense of you're breaking a sweat. The amount of exercise you want to do is roughly 150 minutes a week. We've seen in studies that even if you start exercising in your 50s or 60s, you still have a lot of that benefit 10, 20 years down the line in terms of your brain health and your memory.
Tell us about sleep and what we need to know to keep our brains healthy.
An important thing to know is that sleep is restorative to the brain. It gives the brain time to consolidate memories. And if you have a lack of sleep, it basically mimics the same signs and symptoms of some memory disorders. So for adults, you want to strive for at least 7 to 8 hours of sleep.
Tell us the short version of what we need to know about good nutrition for brain health.
So for brain health, there is a specific diet. It's called the MIND diet, M-I-N-D diet, which is a combination of the Mediterranean and DASH diet. And largely it focuses on plants and vitamins with very little sugar, which we think is rather inflammatory for the brain.
And Dr. Cooper, you mentioned social connections being important for brain health. Tell us about that.
We all know that being lonely isn't great for our mood or our minds. We do know that the more isolated you are, the more prone you are to have troubles with your memory and your thinking. The important thing is that there's few things that's as helpful for your overall functioning of your brain as having a conversation with a stranger. It requires us to listen to information, relate to it, process it, and then spit something out that's relevant to the conversation. So really, when people ask me about what sort of word games they should do to improve their brain health, socializing is really the best answer.
Dr. Cooper, thanks for this information about brain health.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.